Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustine. On the line with us, the editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, the story, a tragic story to start with, the memorial service last night for the two Shen students, a young man and a young woman who were killed tragically in a car accident, and strangely beautiful pictures of the candlelight vigil last night.
Yeah, we estimate about 10,000 people turned out at Shenandoah High School's athletic stadium. That's in Clifton Park. To pay tribute to the two Shen seniors. They were both 17 years old. Their names are Chris Stewart and Deanna Rivers, who died in a horrific car crash Saturday night on the Northway. It was an incredibly emotional event, punctuated by the arrival by ambulance of Matt Hardy, who, along with Shaker student Bailey Wynn, were in the car that night. They were both seriously injured, but survived. As Stewart, Wynn, Rivers, and Hardy were coming back from a basketball game at the Thames Union Center in Albany when their SUV was struck in the rear by another car. Police say a breath screening of the driver of that other car showed that he had been drinking, but the Saratoga County District Attorney at this point has not filed any charges. That case is still going forward. So very, very emotional night. A lot of people turned out, and I'm sure this that community has a few hard days yet ahead of them.
I sure do. Well, we turn to what could be hard days for many as the flu seems to have made an early arrival in the region.
Yeah, an early start as it is across the state and around the nation. The state health department saw confirmed flu cases in Schenectady, Saratoga, Warren, and Washington counties Thanksgiving week. That's the most recent week they have data available for. And earlier they had seen it in Montgomery and Albany counties. Across the state, the flu is categorized by the health department as widespread. Normally, flu cases don't start to rise until January, and they peak in late winter. Whether the early start portends an overall worse season is unclear. Statewide, the health department confirmed flu cases in 34 counties. There were 500 cases confirmed by laboratory testing, up 65% from the week before. Influenza can be deadly. It causes about 36,000 deaths a year, mostly among the elderly, and that makes it a major public health issue. And everyone we talked to yesterday said, get your flu shot, get your flu shot, get your flu shot. So I will get my flu shot.
Just wondering, Judy, should we get our flu shot?
Yeah, we should.
Well, we've been talking to Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories you heard, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, as always, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, David.